Welcome to the Buzz NFL Countdown Show with Joe Franklin and Ron Jumper.
Thank you for joining us for the Buzz NFL Countdown Show. Along with Ron Jumper from SportsOverload.com, I'm Joe Franklin, and we're going to talk about the NFL kicking off here. We have preseason starting up. We have teams that are in training camps, and the Hall of Fame game is upon us, Ron.
Yeah, it's a big time. You know, I don't think I've ever looked forward to a football season more than I have this year. For some reason, I've just been craving to get the preseason going and see even preseason games. I've been wanting to watch preseason. And most people are kind of ready to tune in once the first Sunday rolls around, but it all starts in training camp and then the preseason, and we'll break it all down today.
And I agree with that. I'm always looking forward to the preseason, but, you know, I'm a junkie, degenerate, whatever you want to call it, and today we want to talk a little about the importance of preseason. I think preseason is very important, and the NFL is making a conscious effort to show the importance of preseason, you know, due to player development. You look at cases like Kurt Warner. He's a guy that never would have been known had there not been a key injury in the preseason.
Right, Trent Green.
Yeah. Trent Green went down with an injury there, and Kurt Warner came in. The team rallied around him, and that was kind of the turning point in his career after he tried to make a roster numerous times.
Well, and it's amazing when you think about the preseason because you've got 80 guys, you know, trying to make a roster down to 52 spots. And so, you know, you've only got so many reps in practice and you're trying to get that roster down to a certain number each week. So, you know, some guys, you know, made a career out of one or two key plays as a rookie in training camp or rookie and, you know, making a play or two in a preseason game and kind of made a name for themselves. You know, it's amazing how for a lot of guys that ended up being Pro Bowlers or just starters in the NFL, it all started from one or two plays that they caught a break in the preseason or in training camp.
And I'm glad you mentioned that also, Ron, because I have another example here. Tony Romo, he's a guy that played well in the preseason. And then whenever they went to the regular season and Drew Bledsoe, who was the starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys at the time, he kind of struggled. Then you had the fans calling out for Tony Romo. They wanted him to touch the field. And then that kind of emerged his career as far as he played so well in the preseason, and it springboarded his career to what it is today.
Right. I remember just being amazed that Tony Romo developed into what he did. I mean, he had a great preseason that season leading up to when he became the starter midseason, you know, and I think he was a perfect complement because Drew Bledsoe, you know, runs the 40 in about 12-7, you know, and I think he came in there and he could move around a little bit, made plays, and he was a cool guy off the field, dating supermodels. So I think he was the perfect guy to be the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
Now, are you talking about Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady, or Tony Romo? It sounds like the same guy, all the same.
Well, you know, Romo, I still, you know, I kind of wonder, where do you think he falls as far as, you know, top-tier quarterbacks? You know, is he a top-five guy? Is he, you know, a little above average? Is he up there even remotely close to a Peyton Manning or Tom Brady? Where does Romo fit in your mind in terms of top quarterbacks in the NFL?
I think he's a second-tier quarterback. I wouldn't put him in the top tier just yet. You know, you have to go out there and get the wins on the field. He's becoming a leader of the team, but you have to get the playoff wins, which he's finally gotten one under his belt. And I know there are a lot of expectations with the Cowboys where, you know, the fans mostly thinking that it's their year. They're going to win the Super Bowl, but they have a lot of talent in place.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
Big Ben or Tony Romo?
You know where I'm going with that. I would have to say Big Ben, though. You know, he came into a great situation, I think, to start his career. But also, you have to look at what he did. He was NFL Rookie of the Year when he first started. And he's had so many wins. And I know a lot of people would say, you know, wins don't determine the guy, the player. But he's also won two Super Bowls with a team that was around him also.
Right. You know, you have to be fair about that because sometimes I'll find myself guilty of saying, well, this guy was in the right system at the right time and all these kind of things. But then you look at other situations where, you know, like a Tavares Jackson, he was in a great situation in Minnesota where he had Adrian Peterson, offensive line, and, you know, pretty good receivers with Bernard Berrien, Asante Shenko, pretty much the same team. And then Favre comes in, and then all of a sudden they're a dynamic passing offense. So even if you've got the great system around you, you still have to go make plays. And if you make the plays, you deserve the credit.
There you go. Now we want to move along to camp signings, something that I find very interesting here. T.O. and Flozell Adams are a couple of guys I want to look at. There was initial interest with the Bengals whenever T.O. became a free agent, and they didn't sign him right away. They chose to go with Antonio Bryant, and he signed a big-time contract. And then you get to training camps, and like we talked about the importance of preseason, now they want to bring a guy like T.O. in. And then Flozell Adams also. Steelers had an injury in training camp, but there was some initial interest in Flozell Adams. and they didn't sign him right away, right before camp started. Now they bring him in.
Right, and I think when you look at Terrell Owens with the Bengals, I'm really curious to see how the dynamic, you know, they say everybody's happy. They say they're all going to get along and they all like each other. You know, Shadow Jocinco and Terrell Owens, they talked about months ago that, hey, we should play together. And Terrell Owens was like, nah, that's not going to happen. I don't see it realistically coming together. But then, you know, lo and behold, a few months later, there it happens. And they had already signed Antonio Brian to a big contract. They drafted Jordan Shipley in the third round, Desmond Briscoe in the sixth round. They brought in Matt Jones. They still had veterans like Andre Caldwell, Jerome Simpson. So they've got, they're like eight deep at wide receiver. Also, Quan Cosby, who is their punt returner.
Right.
So they've got a long line of wide receivers in training camp trying to make this team.
I think it was all part of a big plan. You look at T.O. and Ochocinco. They both have reality shows on VH1. The guys have become best friends, it seems like. I think it was all in the works, you know, from way back, and now they've finally gotten them in.
Have you watched any of that Chad Ochocinco show?
I've watched a little of it, as much as I can stomach.
Yeah, I've caught it on for a few minutes and quickly changed it. It doesn't do a whole lot for me. I haven't watched any of the Terrell Owens show. That one, I can't bring myself to watch that one at all.
Another guy I wanted to mention real quick is Lendale White. He's a guy that benefited from injuries. He looked like a guy that was hung out to dry that would not make a team. And now he's benefiting from some injuries. A couple of key running backs, Knowshon Moreno and Karell Buckhalter. Now he's a Denver Bronco.
You know, Lendale White's a guy that really I'm a little bitter about because last year he was a guy I touted as a breakout guy for fantasy because, well, simply put, he quit drinking Patron and lost a lot of weight because he got off the tequila diet. And I thought he was going to have a big year, and he ended up having an awful season.
All right, well, we're going to go to our first break here. Thanks for joining us for the Buzz NFL Countdown Show. We'll be back
here
shortly.
Let's go. Time to begin the journey. This is where it starts. Ain't no peace talk, ain't no white flags. All I want is stop right here.
When you worked all that time,
y'all
season,
come
on down here.
Yeah.
Cowboy. Go out here and prove it today.
Nobody gives us respect. Let's take respect. It's a new beginning, a new season. Believe in what you want to do. It starts tonight.
Let's do it on every opportunity. Let's send the ass home and bandages.
You know what we do when we get to the seas, baby.
Dude.